This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We're happy to be here on Houston Legends. And as we were developing our list of guests and people who've really contributed to the great city of Houston, we thought of none other than Bellows Construction. Today, the CEO and chairman of Bellows Construction is here with us today. She's Laura Bellows, and we've been so delighted to get to know her through her volunteer work at Ronald McDonald House. And throughout the city, you can see their great work, the Bellows name amongst those big buildings and projects in our great city. So we want to welcome Laura Bellows. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for asking me, Laura. I appreciate that.
We are so proud of you. We are so happy to know that a woman like yourself is heading up this great company, that your family has been engaged in this for so long. So we want to get to know Laura Bellows. So we're going to start out with finding out a little bit about your childhood and maybe even that first job that you had growing up.
Well, I was born and raised in Houston, and my maiden name is Draper. My father was an ear, nose, and throat doctor here for over 50 years, and my first job was working in his office in the summers in high school when various people took vacations. I would fill in and do dictations, you know, surgery schedules, all that kind of thing. And my mother, Beverly Draper, had lifelong interest in art and architecture and writing, which she passed on to me. And I, as a child, really enjoyed designing dream homes, which often included a slide from my bedroom to a pool, okay. Which we didn't have, and fantastical boats. And I always enjoyed writing and wrote for school publications as I was growing up. Mm-hmm. I went to both public and private schools, about half and half, and I graduated a salutatorian of my class at Kincaid School. Then I went to Vanderbilt University, and I have a BA in Business Administration and Fine Arts. Yes. So I use both of those today, and my previous work experience is in public relations and writing, including at the Contemporary Arts Museum, and as a staff writer, travel writer for a local magazine.
Yeah, so interesting. The one thing that followed you throughout childhood to your career is writing.
Yes,
you
it has.
You continued this passion and love for writing. Mm-hmm. Very
and
nice.
And I use it in all aspects
daily.
Of our business.
I think so many people have forgotten, especially with electronics and things, those handwritten notes and really the art and beauty of words put on paper. Mm-hmm. So that's really nice that you've continued with that. And so You're growing up, you go to Vanderbilt, you had a very great college experience, etc. And then there's this business, which is what we know today. We see the signs all over the city of Houston. Tell us about Bellows.
Well, I guess I better start by how I got involved with Bellows. And basically, I married Tom Bellows. And sadly, he died of a heart attack in 2007. And suddenly, I became a widow, a single parent, a majority owner of a construction company with over 200 employees. Many of these employees had spent their entire careers at Bellows, and I didn't want to abandon them. And also, I wanted to continue the now 105-year-old family legacy of family leadership of the company. Yes. To pass that on to the fourth generation, namely my son Jack, who was getting his master's in civil engineering at Vanderbilt at the time. Yes. So I chose to take over leadership of the company and adding the titles of chairman and president along the way. And I had never worked in the business before. but the essence of Bellows Construction was really ingrained in me during the 27 years that Tom and I were married. And I attended construction industry events and got to know all the players. So, I mainly was raising my sons, Jack, who is now president of the company, and Stephen, who is a doctor of neurology at Baylor College of Medicine. And I should say our sons. And I also did a lot of volunteer work, which helped with lots of leadership roles, which helped prepare me for this leadership role.
You running the business and things you learned. Tell us about that.
Well, when my life suddenly shifted gears, as I said, I jumped in and learned the company. And it probably saved me during that time of, really difficult grief. But what I didn't expect was to absolutely love my work. And I learned very quickly that our company is all about our stellar employees, who are the foundation of the company and reason for our success. And I never forget that. And I'm also dedicated to maintaining Bellows' reputation for integrity, quality, consummate client service, and being a leader in safety.
Yes, well, all of that is so very important. And we know that there have been many things that you've accomplished, but what is one of your biggest accomplishments professionally?
Well, again, I have to say it's all about our team. It's not about me. And it's just so thrilling to be a part of the team that helps provide facilities that nonprofits need to help fulfill their missions and that companies need to help fulfill their goals. And I'm particularly proud of some Houston landmarks that we have built in the last 10 years while I've been leading the company, including Texas Children's Hospital Pavilion for Women and the Smith Legacy Tower, Houston Center for Dance, Asia Society Texas Center, Ronald McDonald House, and a renovation and expansion, among other projects.
So many.
So we built the San Jacinto Monument in 1936, and that's when we moved our offices here. And it just gives me great joy to see how our company has helped shape the skyline of the city, but also to help shape the community. And Bellows supports many philanthropic efforts. And I'm also very proud to continue the Bellows family legacy of community involvement by serving on the boards of several nonprofits, including Greater Houston Partnership, Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy, DePelchin Children's Center, and Upskill Houston Executive Committee, and formerly Rice Design Alliance, Houston Arts Alliance, and the American Heart Association.
Yeah. Well, all of that is a lot to take on, but certainly very important, and it's being true to Bellows and the name, the legacy that you all are providing. And as mentioned, we can look around Houston and there are Bellows projects throughout. But one important thing you said was it's about the employees, it's about the team, it's about the people. And we have to recognize that you all have been able to provide great quality of life for those people and their families, right? Mm-hmm. Through an economic impact that the Bellows Corporation has been able to provide. And so I'm sure for you that has to be very fulfilling. And I know people watching us, especially women who may be watching, might think, wow, family business. Many of them have family businesses. And for them, it may be difficult or may be something that they are not sure whether or not they want to do. Do you have any advice for someone considering starting a business with family members?
Well, I think it all begins with integrity and being committed to that and, getting to know them and, being as transparent as possible. At Bellows, it's where we all feel like we're just part of one big family. And I think that's really important. And of course, again, client service, integrity, above all, and supporting your employees.
Laura Bellows, congratulations and thank you to you and your whole team for being recognized as a Houston legend. We are very proud of you. On behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we want to thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO. We'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.